This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, another hot day in Trump land. And I'm not talking about the 100-degree temperatures here in Las Vegas. I'm talking about big news for Trump. I'll get to it in a matter of seconds here. But I want to start with the email that I just got seconds ago. Seconds ago! I was about, I had everything in order what I wanted to talk about today. And I got an email from Bernie Sanders. You know, he's not a friend of Wayne Root. I mean, a general blanket email from Bernie for president. And I just happened to open it up. I saw it. I saw the word Bernie. I didn't even know I was on his list. Glad I am. Get to see what kind of crazy things he says. And what does it say? Add your name now. We're going to cancel all student loan debt and make college debt-free for everyone thanks to a tax on Wall Street gambling. Folks, Wall Street is the United States of America. Wall Street and real estate are the two most important businesses in the history of America. All the money in this country emanates from the stock market and real estate. Anyone who'd like to hurt the stock market or real estate is the dumbest numbnuts, schmuck putts in the history of the world. So for you to call Wall Street gambling as if it's a negative insinuation and we want to tax it because they're all terrible people, they're gamblers, and you want to promise everybody now gets free college forever and all your debt wiped out. Madman. Madman. There's enough money in the world to pay for what Bernie wants. And then my next story is the perfect story to back up what I'm saying. Because you know who's supporting Bernie? The same people that are supporting Antifa, a bunch of communist Marxist losers sitting in their mother's basement playing with themselves. A new study found 92% of left-wing activists live with their parents. 90, you hear what I just said? 92% of left-wing activists live with their mommy and daddy. That's who's standing there in the black outfit with the hood over their face and the black kerchief in the Antifa events throwing smoke bombs and picking up garbage pans and throwing it through merchants' windows. People who work hard for a living and pay all the taxes. I'm talking about the merchants, of course, not the losers who live in mommy's house in a ripped up couch in the basement. That's who they are. That's who all the left-wing activists are. 92% live in their mommy and daddy's basement, sucking their thumb all day and playing video games when they're not out screaming that Trump's a fascist. Losers! What a bunch of losers. Okay, now on to the good news. Nearly 15,000 Mexican troops have been deployed at the border to stop the migrant flow to the United States. They're not even on the southern border with Central America. 15,000 Mexican troops sent to the United States border. You think Trump won? All the people that made fun of him a week ago and said he didn't win anything, Mexico didn't agree to anything new. Liars. But you know what's interesting about this? Mexico cares more about the American border now. The Democrats in the United States care about it. They don't want to put one soldier on the border. Mexico just trumped them, excuse the pun. 15,000 Mexican troops to the northern border to stop the flow of illegals into the United States. I guess he got Mexico's attention, Trump did. Huh? Wow. We have a total deployment between National Guard and Army units of 14,000. In the north of the country, Defense Minister Luis Crescendo Sandoval said at a press conference. I think you could argue Mexico Sandoval cares more about the border and the United States and illegal aliens than our former Governor Brian Sandoval. Isn't that funny? I'll take their Sandoval over our Sandoval, and I'll call one to you. I'll go higher. I'll raise. Our Sandoval's the one who let all the illegals get driver's license so they could vote and destroy the Republican Party in the state. Smart, Brian. And what was the result of that? Brian Sandoval is the president of all international gaming at MGM. Did you know that? Well, MGM lays off thousands of employees and ruins people's lives. Who's the president of MGM International Gaming? Brian Sandoval. And he actually rationalized it by saying that when they open up a casino in Japan, they need to save money in America. And all the Japanese that come to America will be good for business. That's why you're firing thousands of people and ruining their lives. I'll take the Sandoval, Luis Crescendo Sandoval, over our Sandoval here in Nevada. Loser. He's a Republican, by the way. Or at least he calls himself that. Biggest loser in history. Their Sandoval told reporters the troops will be stopping and detaining illegal migrants to prevent them from crossing the U.S. border. They've never done that before. They've also deployed 6,000 National Guardsmen to their southern border to stop Central American migrants going through their nation to get to the U.S. Wow. The news comes after a June poll from the Mexican newspaper El Universal that found that 61.5% of Mexicans want their government to stop allowing migrants from other nations to travel through their country to get to the United States. A majority of Mexicans, 53.7%, do not support granting work visas to Central American migrants. Another 44.4% want illegal migrants to be immediately deported out of Mexico. How amazing is that, huh? That's amazing. That's music to my ears. And you know why this is all important? I mentioned this study 2 weeks ago, but I only had a few seconds at the end of a segment. I don't think I ever got back to it. Non-citizens in the United States who are primarily illegal aliens make up 7% of America's population, but they commit 42% of federal crimes. Illegals make up 7% of the population, but they commit 42% of federal crimes. To me, crime isn't even the big issue. It isn't even the big issue unless, of course, you're unlucky enough to have your loving, wonderful child murdered by some illegal alien from Mexico or Central America. But, you know, it hasn't happened yet to me, thank God. So it's not the biggest issue in my mind. The biggest issue is they're bankrupting America. And the money we spend on illegals should be money spent on infrastructure in our country. Or maybe it should be spent on tax cuts for people like me that work my ass off 16 hours a day. Or maybe it should be spent on black Americans who are living in misery in inner cities run by Democrats. Like Chicago and Baltimore and Detroit. But now you hear the crime stats and you realize how much it costs in both a monetary term, forget about welfare, just courts and cops and lawyers and prison guards. And then what does it cost in human terms when someone's daughter or son is murdered? When someone's mommy or daddy is murdered by some illegal alien piece of human garbage, subhuman garbage, MS-13 garbage, Mexican cartel garbage? All right, other news of the day. Trump signs executive order imposing hard-hitting sanctions against Iran. My man Trump. You know, I knew the doubters out there were out of their mind on Friday when Trump decided not to bomb Iran. You know how much smarter this is than bombing Iran? He didn't kill anybody. He's just destroying their whole economy. He's tightening the vise on them. And all the war hawks, all the neocons, wanted us to bomb Iran and start World War III. And Trump thought better of it. It's amazing. He sounds like a liberal Democrat, right? But all the liberal Democrats like Hillary Clinton, Cory Booker, they all wanted us to go to war. Then they could blame it on Trump. Trump out chess-mated them. Checkmate. He kicked their asses. Signed an executive order today issuing huge sanctions against Iran. Sanctions on the Supreme Leader of Iran and the Office of the Supreme Leader of Iran and many others. Whew. Love it. Love it. Let me see if this article tells you what these sanctions do exactly. Sanctions imposed through the executive order I'm about to sign will deny the Supreme Leader and the Supreme Leader's office and those closely affiliated with him and office access to key financial resources and support. The offices of Ayatollah Khomeini and his office will not be spared from the sanctions. They represent a strong and proportionate response to Iran's increasingly provocative actions. And Trump also criticized the nuclear deal signed by former President Obama. Look, Obama's a traitor. Please quote me, Right Wing Watch. Obama was a traitor to the United States. He was on Iran's side. Him and John Kerry were making money in Swiss bank accounts or Cayman bank accounts from the deal with Iran. Anybody could see that. The money they gave them, money they didn't even ask for. $150 billion they gave him. Then they gave him $1 billion in cash on a plane, unmarked, in unmarked bills that were changed in Europe to euros that nobody would say he gave American money. So Obama couldn't be accused of being a traitor. And then he gave him interest on the $150 billion, even though Iran didn't ask for interest. Wouldn't you call that a traitor? Absolutely a traitor. There are people in America making huge money, folks. Huge money. Off that Iran deal, and they're all upset, like John Kerry and John Kerry's family. Guarantee you. And here's an example of the insanity of liberals. There's a giant knitting company. They're called Ravelry.com. And they've taken action ahead of the 2020 election by banning all support for Trump and his administration from their platform. In their Saturday announcement, you can't believe this, the Facebook of knitting, Ravelry.com, said we cannot provide a space that is inclusive of all and also allow support for open white supremacy. Support of the Trump administration is undeniably support for white supremacy. Wow. Folks, if you know anybody who knits for a living, never buy a thing again from Ravelry.com. These low-life piece of garbage losers, traitors, and communist scum at Ravelry.com. It was launched in 2007 by husband and wife Casey and Jessica Forbes. Company has 8 million registered users. You know, I just don't picture a lot of black people in the inner city knitting. Do you? Do you picture illegal aliens knitting? I don't. I picture old white women in Kansas knitting. So you picked a fight with the wrong people, because I'll bet of your 8 million users, 6 million or more are Republicans who support Trump. And that's the end of Ravelry.com. Poor Casey and Jessica Forbes, you little spoiled brat commie losers. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents...
And Doug. Is that your pet Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an Emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I wonder.
So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer. State laws apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Here are the three most important letters you'll ever need to know. Memorize them. VRA, VRA, VRA. And here's another three. KIP, KIP, KIP. KIP, KIP, KIP. Kip Herridge runs VRA. It's an investment newsletter, but not just any investment newsletter. It's the best in the country, in my opinion. I've known Kip for almost 20 years. He's like a brother to me. I've witnessed his remarkable success in picking stock winners. I give Kip the most highest endorsement and recommendation. Kip spent 32 years in the investment industry at the highest levels of Wall Street. Kip founded VRA in 2003 and has beat Wall Street for 15 out of those 16 years. And he didn't just beat Wall Street by a little bit. He beat Wall Street like a drum. Here's the big news. Only for my fans at USA Radio, Kip is offering a free two-week membership to VRA. Go there now. Your risk is zero. Go to VRAinsider.com and get your free two-week membership. That's VRAinsider.com. Try Kip out for 2 weeks for free, and you'll become a client for life. What are you waiting for? VRAinsider.com.
War now.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. What do you think of those numbers? How can you argue with facts? The United States government has released the fact 7% of our population is non-citizens, mostly illegal aliens, and they create 43% of all the crimes. Well, the federal crimes, 43%. What do you think of that? What can you say to that? What can liberals say while liberals fight for illegals left and right? They love the people that are killing our citizens. At the same time, they're bankrupting all of our taxpayers. Isn't that great? Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio and Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea, in the world-famous war room, deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump Land. This is war. The call and number for the show is 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. Love to hear from you. 833-927-8255. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, America first, America second, America third, America forever. Capitalist evangelist, capitalism forever. Only system in the world that allows poor people to get out of poverty, and liberals want to stop it for socialism that makes rich people poor. Stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. American made proud of it. You can only find a war like this war, Wayne Allen Root, in the good old U.S. of A. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass kicker, not ass kisser. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, founded and created and operated by the great Edward Stolz, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg. So it's the Ed and Fred show. I owe it to them. Ed was the first guy to put me on radio. Fred Weinberg, the first guy to syndicate me nationwide. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, meaning their stock. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. That's F-O-R-T-E-M. Fordham Resources. FTMR is the ticker symbol for their publicly traded companies. Stock. 833-WAR-TALKS, the phone number, 833-927-8255, and rootforamerica.com is my website. So Ilhan Omar defends fellow Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She says there are camps of illegals on the border, and the people are being concentrated, therefore it was okay to call them the same as concentration camps. She says ICE is putting people in camps, and they're concentrated in those camps, so they are concentration camps. Get it? It's the same as the Holocaust. You know, where they took wonderful Jewish people that were the heart of Germany and were born in Germany, were citizens of Germany, and they stole everything they had, stuffed them in cattle cars, where many of them died, they suffocated, and then when they got to the camps, they raped them and enslaved them for slave labor, and then they gassed them and murdered them. It's just like that on the border. Didn't you know that? It's exactly like that on the border. Donald Trump is gassing people, raping people. He's raping little children. He's putting them up for slave labor. He's making illegals work automatically for free as slaves for all the American companies. Didn't you know that? And those American companies that put their names on the concentration camps. Didn't you know that? There's the General Motors camp and the GE camp. And you work for them all day for free. As soon as you come here, that happens to you, while they're raping your children. Did you know that was happening? I didn't know that was happening. And then they gas you when you're, you know, when you've worked for a year or two of slave labor. Then we gas them and murder them all. I didn't know that. Did you? Wow. Meanwhile, 11 2020 Democrat candidates for president back health care for illegal immigrants. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? I just wrote that wonderful commentary on Sunday that got, yesterday, Sunday, that got so much great response. My top 10 executive actions for the president to end, secure our border, end illegal immigration. People love them. And while that's going on, George Lopez, the comedian, demands that ICE deport Trump's anchor baby children. Here's the logic of Hispanic George Lopez, who should stick to jokes and get away from politics. He says, four of Trump's five children are the offspring of immigrants. You know, with Ivanka, born in Czechoslovakia, and Melania from Slovanka. Well, where's she from? Slovenia. Slovenia. Not Slovanka. Slovenia. His fourth child, of course, the daughter of American-born actress Marla Maples. He's saying four of Trump's five children are the offspring of immigrants, so they're anchor babies, and they should be kicked out of the country. George, how did I explain this to you? They're all contributors to society. None of them are on welfare. None of them are on food stamps. None of them get free meals at school. None of them get free health care. They're not even on Social Security. They cost us nothing, Trump's kids. And they're creating thousands of jobs and creating billions of dollars in income and paying taxes on it. And all the people you're referring to on your team are all on welfare and committing crimes all day. And they're here illegally, you stupid loser.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. No, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have approved proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
War now.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He tweeted over the weekend he would, and today President Trump has confirmed his administration is imposing tough new sanctions on Iran, effective today, telling reporters at the White House.
Sanctions imposed through the executive order will deny the Supreme Leader and the Supreme Leader's office and those closely affiliated with him and the office access to key financial resources and support.
He says the U.S. doesn't seek conflict with Iran, but will continue to increase pressure on its Middle East adversary to prevent it from developing nuclear weapons and supporting terrorist groups. Democratic presidential hopeful U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders now calling for a revolutionary plan to cancel all college student debt. It would be paid for with a tax on Wall Street financial transactions. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. You know, in hour number three, we'll be on Newsmax TV, number one show on Newsmax. Right now, we've got a great guest, so I'll get right to him. Hogan Gidley, White House Deputy Press Secretary, and a man I like to call a friend of mine, great patriot, great friend of patriots all over this country, works directly for the man we love, President Donald Trump. Hogan, welcome to the show. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thanks so much for having me on.
Thanks for all you do, man. We really appreciate it. And I know you've got time constraints today, so I'll get you out of here as soon as we can. Want to get to a few key points. Let's start with Sarah Sanders, because I think Sarah Huckabee Sanders, just a great lady. All the people have said and done terrible things to her are just terrible people. She is a class act, and I know today's the party that we all say goodbye to her, right? Today's the day?
Well, today's the day the media, I think, are going to do a little thing for her. And, look, I've known Sarah since she was 19 years old. I worked for her dad when he was governor of the state. So she and I have been friends coming up on 20 years now. And she's an amazing woman, a great mother, a great wife to her husband, Brian, who's actually here. He's in the office next door to mine right now to say hey to his wife. So she wants to go spend more time with her family. That's completely understandable. She's done an incredible job for this country, an amazing job for this president. We're going to wish her well, and thankfully I'll be friends with her long after this is come and gone. But she has done just outstanding things for this administration, really fighting back a media that, you know, where 90%+ of it's been negative coverage against this president. You've chronicled that really well on your show, and she's been on the front lines of fighting back, and we appreciate all she's done, and look forward to whatever she has next in store.
All right, like you, I think she's a hero, and inquiring minds want to know, Jake Tapper and Jim Acosta, are they invited to the goodbye party?
I don't know if they're invited. I'm not sure. It's, you know, they came to her and said we want to do a party. So who knows? We'll see how it happens.
You better test the food.
No joke. I'm afraid. Yeah, you know, some of these people may use it to try and sell some of their books at the party.
Yeah,
maybe
exactly.
Set up a little book stand. Yeah, who knows?
All right. So the great news that I heard today was that the Mexican government is sending 14,000 troops to the northern border with the United States to stop illegal immigration. So that proves a couple things. Number one, Donald Trump did win that negotiation and get great concessions from Mexico. That's huge. That's more troops than we have at the border. Certainly more Democrats would have ever put. And number two, Mexico's now in the battle with us versus the Democrats who make believe nothing's wrong at all. Mexico's doing more than our own Democrats to fight illegal immigration. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, it's incredible, and we've seen this coming for a long time. But the fact that they are stepping up, the Mexican government, to help us, it says a couple things more, and that is the fact that there is a crisis down there. We see it. Donald Trump sees it. The Mexican government sees it. Why don't Democrats see it? Why don't they admit to the fact we've got a problem? You know, the president gave them 2 more weeks to try and fix some of these horrible asylum laws. I mean, these children are being violated. They're being used and abused as a golden ticket to get in this country. So many others are claiming asylum that court case after court case proves is a fraudulent claim. I mean, that hurts people who are actually deserving of asylum from other countries wanting to get here. The system is fraught with all types of dangers, and Democrats won't lift a finger. I mean, how many times, how many plans did the president put forward? The Democrats just thumbed their nose. They refused to address it. And now they're just starting to realize and come to the conclusion that there is some problems down there, but what makes it worse, they're still not doing anything to fix it. And then they want to sit back and blame Republicans. They want to blame this president. He's the only one taking this message directly to the American people who recognized the problem, told American citizens the problem they were facing, and then offered real solutions. The only thing that Democrats have said to do is to either open the borders so we have no country, or legalize illegal behavior. Anyone who comes here illegally, just legalize it. And I'm going to tell you one thing I think the Democrats are miscalculating on here. When you start doing different standards of law for one group of people and not another, that's a problem, especially when those people aren't citizens of this country. So any American citizen who breaks the law and then violates a court order is going to be in serious trouble in this country, unless you're an illegal immigrant. Then you can violate the court order, you can break the laws, but Democrats don't want anything to happen to you. That should tell you all you need to know.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny because my son is one of the top students in America, got some of the highest SAT scores in America, and won the National Merit Scholarship Presidential Award, which is awarded to just a few kids out of millions of kids.
You don't sound proud. You don't sound proud or braggadocious at all.
You know why? You know why I brought that up? Because he was a victim of the USC college admission scandal. He was the best student in the state of Nevada, and we thought he was a sure thing for Harvard, let alone USC. And USC rejected him, and then they took two incredibly, you know, children of incredibly rich billionaires in Nevada who faked it and gave them a lot of money and committed fraud. So the reason I'm bringing that up is you should tell President Trump, I think it's a great comparison to talk about the college admission scandal and how shocked everybody was. And yet, isn't that what Democrats do every day with illegal aliens? They just go ahead and make up law. They ignore law. They decide it doesn't matter. They couldn't care less. They say it's okay for one group of people to have special privileges versus another group. None of it matters to them. If you're going to break the law, it's the law, right? You broke it. How could you just make believe it's not a problem to help illegal aliens when you're an elected official? It sure seems to me that if people got their panties in an uproar over a college admission scandal, then this is a much worse scandal because this is the law. And that wasn't really the law. There's no law that says, you have to get into college or not get into college. That was just a morality thing. But this is the law, the Constitution of the United States, and Democrats are far more guilty than even the parents who bribe their kids way into college.
Look, I think you've hit the nail right on the head. And I think once the American people start realizing, wait a minute, Democrats are ignoring the law for a group of people that don't have the right or legal rationale to be in this country, now you're telling me that my family and my children and my friends have to abide by the law, but people who break the law from another country don't? That there are two sets of laws in this country, one that we have to follow and ones that and the same laws that illegal immigrants don't have to follow. I really think that's going to start to hit people square in the face and make people understand who are denying this issue that Democrats are completely on the wrong side of this, standing with people who are here illegally and unlawfully as opposed to the American people, and that's a problem.
All right, and last question. I know you got to run, so one last question, then we're done. Just what is the story with the acting Homeland Security Secretary, Kevin McAleen? He's being accused of leaking the planned ICE raids, which I assume why we had to postpone the ICE raids had to be one of the reasons, because the media told everybody it's happening on Sunday, it's happening on Sunday morning, and it's happening in these 10 cities, so there was no surprise anymore. Could it have really been one of Trump's own important officials who leaked it?
Look, I don't want to get into these salacious stories and the soap opera that exist. I don't think that's the case. Actually, I'll give you my opinion on it. But what I can say is here we go again with another set of laws and rules for some people and not the other, in the sense that. So let me get this straight. If an ICE raid is planned to get people out of this country who have already had their day in court, and a judge has said you need to be removed from this country, which actually is around a million and a little bit more than a million people at this point in time, you're telling me that the media is going to publish those pieces of information they get from some shady source, okay? You're telling me if I did the same thing in New York and I said, hey, drug dealers, the NYPD is going to do a raid on your crack house at 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, you're telling me that's going to be okay? Are you nuts? They're going to freak out that you would put police in harm's way, that you would allow drug dealers to load up and be ready when someone comes to ruin their businesses. But press is all willing to do it if it's an illegal alien, and we're talking about ICE, some of the bravest men and women on the planet, simply because it doesn't fit their agenda. That's a problem.
It is. There's a lot of problems. You know, right before you came on the air, I got an email from Bernie Sanders' campaign that says, add your name. We're going to cancel all student loan debt and make college debt free for everyone. Hey, you know, it's unbelievable, Hogan. I sent my daughter to Harvard. You know, my daughter's older than my son. She graduated Harvard. I spent $260,000 pre-tax, and now they think they're going to make it free for everybody in the world that didn't pay their student loans. They're going to bribe their way to the presidency. That's America today. Is that amazing?
It's crazy. It's who, you know, the president said, it's who can give away the most and who can raise your taxes the most. That seems to be what they're pushing right now.
It's bribery. All right, Hogan, I know you got to run because you're headed to Sarah Huckabee Sanders' party. Tell her Wayne Root says, we love you. We appreciate everything you've done. And I think she's the greatest. Okay?
Will do.
Thank you, Hogan. Take care. Bye-bye. God bless. All right, Wayne Allen Root. How much time we got left, Chris, in this segment? All right, so let me mention the sponsor of this segment. Actually, first, before I get the sponsor, I want to mention one more thing. So Trump has a rally on July 4th, right, in Washington, D.C. And there's people coming to that rally who are members of liberal organizations and communist organizations. It's called Trump's July 4th Salute to America. And the activists are coming, probably the same ones that I said, 92% of them live in their parents' basement. And they're saying they're going to burn the American flag at Trump's rally. Burn that rag is what the activists are actually calling it. Burn that rag. How does that make you feel? How angry does that make you feel? This is what we're dealing with. Traitors to the United States. Traitors. All right, Wayne Allen Root. Let me mention My Doctor Suggests. Great company. Sponsor this segment of the show. Phone number is 866-660-9868. 866-660-9868. I use their silver solution. I use their silver lozenges. I use their silver soap. I use their silver mouthwash. I use their silver skin gel. They are the greatest I've ever used. My voice is now a workhorse. Haven't had a cold in 3.5 years. No more brain fog for the 3 months since I've using their silver solution. No more leaky gut when I eat meals. They are the greatest. I get more letters from my listeners about My Doctor Suggests than any other sponsor. Give them a call. When you say the name Wayne Root, you get 20% off. 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggests.com/root. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
payment.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
War now.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
How do you not love Trump? How does anybody not love Trump? Did you hear his latest proclamation? He says all the foreign countries that have their oil tankers going through the Straits of Hormuz, they got to protect their own oil tankers. Why are we paying for it? You got to pay us to protect it. If we're going to put our ships and our gas and our nuclear power and our lives of our soldiers on the line, you got to pay us. We're not going to do it for free anymore. He's the only one who ever said this, him and Wayne Root. I ran for president in 2008, a libertarian. I said the same thing. And I also said, why are we in foreign countries like South Korea and Germany and Japan? Why don't they pay us for their national defense? Well, we're paying for their national defense. They're kicking our asses economically. That's what I said in 2008. They're using the savings to beat us in the economy. Why don't we charge them? I have no problem with Japan not having a military and us being their military and protecting them. That's fine as long as they give us $5 billion a year or $10 billion a year or $15 billion a year. And we can use that money to pay the troops, give them a raise, give them better facilities, and not have the taxpayer pay for it. So Trump says, from now on, China gets 91% of its oil from the Strait of Hormuz. Japan gets 62%. Many other countries likewise. Why are we protecting the shipping lanes for their countries for zero compensation? How do you not love Trump? How do you not think that's a brilliant thing to think of and say? even though I will, you know, brag a little bit that I was the one who said it first in 2008. All right, the sponsor of this segment of the show is VRA Radio. Three most important letters you'll ever need to know. Did I say VRA Radio? I keep saying that for some reason. VRAinsider.com. VRA Insider. Three most important letters you ever got to memorize. VRA, VRA, VRA. And here's another three. KIP, 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 because Kip Herridge, KIP, runs VRA, Vertical Research Advisory. It's an investment newsletter. I believe it's the best in the country. I've known Kip for almost 20 years, and I've witnessed his remarkable success in picking winners. Kip founded VRA in 2003, and he's beaten Wall Street 15 out of 16 years. And he didn't just beat Wall Street by a little bit. He beat him like a drum. So here's the big news. Only for my fans at USA Radio, Kip is offering a free two-week membership to VRA. Go there now. Your risk is zero. Go to VRAinsider.com and get your free two-week membership. That's VRAinsider.com. Try Kip out for 2 weeks for free, and you'll become a client for life. What are you waiting for? VRAinsider.com. So I mentioned to you the activists are going to desecrate the flag at Trump's July 4th rally. Sparks will fly in Washington as activists torch an American flag to protest President Trump's July 4th salute to America, which Trump says will be one of the largest events in city history. Longtime flag-burning activist Gregory Joey Johnson of the Revolutionary Communist Party told the Washington Examiner, "I'm going to be there in D.C. and that rag of empire and oppression is going to burn." He's well known for winning a 1989 Supreme Court case that invalidated state laws against flag burning. He declined to share the time and location of next week's protest or say how many other activists will participate. But Trump's going to be at the Lincoln Memorial at 6:30 p.m. ahead of the fireworks at dusk. Last year, Trump endorsed a proposed constitutional amendment that would recriminalize flag burning, overriding the Supreme Court. Trump tweeted the amendment was a no-brainer. That was last week. Did I say last year? Last week. Trump endorsed a proposed constitutional amendment that would recriminalize flag burning. And it is a no-brainer. It is good stuff. It's just amazing. And there's no doubt about this loser's seriousness. I'll tell you his name again. Gregory Joey Johnson of the Revolutionary Communist Party. He and about a dozen fellow members of his Revolutionary Communist Party staged high-profile flag burnings at the Republican and Democratic conventions in 2016. And this month, he won a $225,000 settlement from Cleveland, Ohio, over his arrest protesting Trump's nomination. So you explain to me, the average working guy or gal works their whole lives for $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year. They work their fingers to the bone and they die a young death because they're so stressed out and they're so worn out. In this world, middle class people are just screwed. And this loser gets a $220,000 plus settlement because he burned a flag, my flag, at a major political convention and was arrested, and he got a settlement for the city of Cleveland. He extorted $200,000 out of him. You explain to me how life is fair. You explain to me how it's working. Because I don't think it's working. Do you think it's working? I don't. New documents revisit questions about Representative Ilhan Omar's marriage history. Interesting, isn't it? Very interesting. We'll get to that when we get back. I want to talk about that story at the top of the 4 o'clock hour here on the West Coast, 7 o'clock on the East. Pelosi says being in the country illegally is not a reason for deportation. And U.S. Senator Tom Cotton, Republican of Arkansas, says, if we can't deport illegal immigrants with final deportation orders, who can we ever deport? And then another big victory at the Supreme Court. Supreme Court rejects an appeal challenging Trump's tariffs on steel. And they lose. Trump had, he imposed more than $4 billion in steel tariffs. And the Supreme Court refused to appeal it. The appeal about it, I guess you'd say, and therefore Trump wins. He gets his tariffs. When we get back, I'll talk about the General Hospital actress, Nancy Lee Grahn, caught lying about Trump's inhumane treatment of illegals. She used Obama photographs. These are photographs from 2015, when Obama was the president of the United States. And he was the one who abused the immigrants, and no one said a word, not a word. And then there's Google. Oh, we're going to get into Google. Because there was interference in the 2016 election. It was Google and Silicon Valley and social media. And now Google's got a plan to prevent Trump from winning in 2020. Scum.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.